Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, it's Jackie Cation, and you are listening to the Dork Forest. The website's jackiecation.com, dorkforest.com, thedorkforest.com if you like a determiner. Let's do the credits. Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio and video. Vilmos works on JackieCation.com. And Mike Rickberg sang the song with his wife, Sarah. He composed it, and he will sing his version of the Mexican hat dance at the end of this show. Thank you so much for listening to the Dork Forest. Here's a scoop. I'm doing stand-up online. A lot of Zoom shows will eventually go back on the road. Sign up for my email list. It's easy to get off. It's harder to get on than it is to get off. And no harm, no foul, if ever bored. JackieCation.com. Sign up for the email list. You'll find out about my weekly Zoom shows and stand up on the road eventually. You may donate to the show if you would like. I would like. Sure, I would. There's PayPal, Jackie@JackieCation.com, and there is a PayPal button on both DorkForest.com and JackieCation.com, and there's Venmo if you like Venmo, Jackie-Cation, oddly enough. If you have listened to all of the shows, go to dorkforest.bandcamp.com, I think. The Dork Forest has a Bandcamp page. You can listen to a lot of ones that are free from pre-2009 when I started pre-recording. And then there's live episodes that cost me a couple of bucks, so I charge you a couple of bucks. There's also some stand-up. There's a story album that's very exciting there. And other than that, I have a lot of merch in my garage. Feel free to order if you know anybody who doesn't have any CDs or the DVD. And you can follow me everywhere at Jackie Cation. Let's get into the show. Hi, it's Jackie Cation. I'm in my garage, as you can well imagine. And with me is, we really haven't met. But here we are on Zoom talking. And I was like, do you have anything to plug? And you're like, support your local educators. And so, no. So Kate McMillan, human being, now ready to dork out. How you doing
so
today?
So ready. I'm good. It hailed at my house. It's been crazy.
Oh, what major metropolitan area are you near or in?
I am near or in San Diego. I am.
Oh, there you go. Hail in San Diego.
Hail. Yeah.
Unforeseen. Uh-huh. It is raining here in Van Nuys, Los Angeles, California, and it's good. We need the rain. What the heck? Can't hurt. So, with LA, it probably could because we tend to get
hurt.
Fire and flood.
So it's true. It's true.
So, okay. So your dorkdom is a video game that is called what?
Stardew Valley. It is one of many dorkdoms, but yeah, Stardew Valley.
Yeah, exactly. You went off on, you were like, I can talk about it, Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah. And I am actually currently kind of in the midst of a Facebook thread conversation about it with friends that are playing it. And the more that they talk about the things they're doing, the more I'm like, there's no way to cover this in an hour. This is a complex video game with some very weird quirks to it.
What platform is it on?
Oh, it's on many.
Oh, it's on all the platforms?
Oh, it's on almost, I think
PS4?
Almost all of the platforms. The PS4. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on the PS4.
Okay.
It's on the Switch.
Oh, it is. It's
There's an iPhone app.
Oh, really? Is it is it a Nintendo game?
No, I think it was created kind of just by a dude in his garage. I don't know, like it kind of started out as one of those little like indie games.
Okay.
And just exploded.
And it has exploded for sure. And is it like, because I think it came up in a discussion when I got Animal Crossing for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And because it's kind of like that, where it's sort of a dollhouse kind of situation.
Yes, it is very much a dollhouse situation, but I always think of one of your bits about needing to kill things.
Oh.
Because this is why I prefer Stardew Valley to Animal Crossing, is that there is combat.
Oh my god, there's combat?
There's a little combat happening. Not against people, but yeah.
There's some killing. That is hilarious. because that somebody, I think it was Dan Telfer, was just saying that he just needed a little bit of combat in his Animal Crossing. Stardew might be for him. Stardew Valley might be for him.
Stardew has a little combat. It's true.
That's awesome. Why is, how is there combat? Wait, okay. so how does it start? How does it start?
Okay, so the premise is that you're you are a grind. I haven't started the game in a long time, but it starts with like your little like character in a cubicle, and you're in a cubicle farm. Oh,
okay.
And you're sad about it.
Yeah.
And then your grandpa dies.
Oh.
And he leaves you his farm.
That is nice. That'll get you out of the city. Mm-hmm.
That'll get you out of the city. And as a millennial, you know what? The dream to inherit an entire farm. And so then you move to this little town, you know, that has a bunch of little weird people in it. And you immediately get handed an axe and a packet of seeds.
Okay. And all of a sudden you got a farm.
You got to learn to farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, at the beginning, it's not easy.
It is not easy. And where do you live when you begin? Do you have a hut?
So you start. Yeah. You have a little hut. It's like a little cottage cabin. A little cabin. And it also kind of depends on, okay, this is where we're going to get like deep into the... You can now choose the kind of farm that you want to be on. There's like different ones now.
Really? What was it initially?
Initially, it was just kind of a big tract of land with your little house kind of up in the like top right corner
and,
of it.
And what? And you were given seeds of what variety? Pumpkin?
You start with... Uh-oh, this is where people are going to start yelling at their
iPads. No worries. Yeah, feel free.
You start with like parsnip seeds, I think it is.
Okay.
You get 20 little parsnip seeds.
All right, a root vegetable, you guys.
Root vegetable.
Take
something
everything
easy.
With a grain of salt. Go ahead.
And so, but now you can pick, like, there's a farm with, like, a river running through it. There's a farm with scary monsters on it. There's a farm with, like, a quarry on it where you can mine, because that's where the combat is, in the mines.
Oh,
because there's monsters that want to, like, not let you mine.
They're trolls. They would like some sort of poll tax.
They would.
Interesting. So that's okay. So initially you just set up a farm and you have a hut and you have a tract of land and you begin.
Yeah.
So
you begin.
As you begin, do neighbors come over and pies?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. So one of the kind of more, I suppose, charming aspects of the game for me, it's sort of annoying, but there is a social like component to it, kind of like Animal Crossing, although it's a little bit more obvious than Animal Crossing. I feel like with Animal Crossing, you never know where you stand with your villagers. Like they appear with a gift and it's like a tracksuit and you're like, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Right.
This...
I didn't actually want a vacuum cleaner. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
It was good because I have a fake house. I don't need to vacuum. That's the joy. But though in this game, there is kind of a dashboard that you can open that you can look at how far along you are in the process of befriending all these people in the town.
Oh,
but yeah, they'll show up with things. They will mail you things. There's like mail in the game. They'll mail you a baguette, a battery. So it's kind of the same, although those things are useful sometimes.
Right. Hilariously, I love the idea that you can check on your progress.
Yeah.
I wish that were real.
I 100% that were real. And the progress depends how like quickly you progress, depends on how good of a gift you give them based on their preferences.
Oh, good Lord.
So if you figure out like, and it all has to do with how they react to you, at least it did initially. At this point, I've sort of lost track of what's built into the game and what's part of the modifications that I've installed.
Hang on. I have to scare a feral cat away from my ladybug collection. Speaking of farming.
Pumpkin, get off.
Here's the great thing is this cat knows that I'm doing something and there's no way I'm going to chase him. Pumpkin, you really got to fuck off. Pumpkin kitty. Yeah, guess what? I'm going to lose this fight. Hi. This is not... Because literally, I can't express to you how much this cat is just staring at me like, oh, did you...
Like, oh, did you want me to move?
You're out of luck. I don't even know.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Can you see the cat?
I can see the cat. Yes. And the cat's like, no, lady, I'm good.
Yeah, I take it you're on a leash is what she might as well be saying. She's not wrong. All right, go kill my ladybugs that are killing my aphids, which are saving my broccoli. I have a lot of things are happening in that sentence, but it has all to do with farming, so I'm going to call it part of the show.
It is. It's on. It's on topic.
It's on brand.
It's on brand. It's working. Yeah. So yeah, no, you like, at least in the olden days, how it's built in, you have to pay attention to how the villagers like react to you when you give them things. And then okay. you kind of go, oh, you really liked that. And then it will increase, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so when you give them birthday presents.
Social skills yes. to some extent, the building of social mm-hmm. skills.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, like trying to interact with them every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got to do, I assume you got to do your chores, which is to wander around. It's, there's tasks.
There's a lot of, there's more tasks than Animal Crossing. It's a lot of chores.
So you open up the game. What are your tasks? How do you spend a day in Stardew Valley, or at least the first 15 fucking minutes?
Well, so let's see. You kind of wake up and then early in the game before you're able to do things like build sprinklers. Which change the game a lot because then you don't really have to do much.
But you don't have to water.
Yeah, and the watering is a pain in the butt because you have to water every single little individual plant. And fun fact, you have energy that every time you use a tool, the energy decreases.
Okay. Of the tool or you? Do the tools break?
No. And that's one of the other things that I appreciate about Stardew is that your tools do not break in the same way that they do in, say, Animal Crossing or Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Your tools do not break. You can upgrade them. They get better at doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
Which is nice. And but when you start a game over, like after you're well into a game and you decide, I want to try this other farm and start over. It is the most annoying thing because you can only do a handful of things before the game is like, no, you're done.
Oh, it ramps up. Oh,
you basically fall asleep.
Oh, wait. So you kind of win the game when you're like, no, you've achieved
everything.
Well, that's kind of spooky, quite honestly. I was going to say it was good, but the thing is about games that end. I do appreciate a game that ends.
Well, so this one, here's the fun thing about this one. I am a completionist. Like, I want it done. And I both appreciate this and I'm annoyed by this. I will just say that out loud. The developer continues to update and add additional storylines, additional tasks, additional things to find, additional crops to grow. So now none of my stuff is done.
Oh, God. So
I have to go back and...
And right. So you do want a finite game. Cause like Animal Crossing doesn't seem to ever be an end. I mean,
no.
I mean like,
not that I know of,
not that I can tell from other people who have played it and I'm super new. So I'm literally, I thought about trying to make a sign and it turns out to make a sign in Animal Crossing. Will take 7 years for me to pixelize the words "in wildness is the preservation of the world." That is what I want. It's a Thoreau quote. And I want to put a giant sign.
And every little dot.
I don't, I was like, is there a way that this could just be done? And, so Stardew Valley. Okay. So you're farming, you are alone. You are a solo individual.
At first, you can get married.
Can you?
You can. And you can, there are, of all the different NPCs, there are like marriage NPCs and there are non-marriageable NPCs. So there's basically some singles running around.
Right.
And then there's some not singles running around.
Right. People who, or maybe they're just the people that are attracted to your character and the people that are not attracted to your character.
Could be. I mean, some of them are married. There are like married parents with kids.
Okay.
The mayor is having a little thing with one of the other. Oh, yeah. There's one of the spoiler alert for people that have a
sure
video game.
Spoiler alert on a video game.
One of the tasks at some point that you have to do as your little, like you're a ferret in a lot of ways. Like there's a lot of weird things your town people ask you to go do.
Okay.
One of them is to retrieve a pair of the mayor's boxer shorts from the bedroom. Of Marnie, the like farm lady who sells you the cows and chickens and things.
Oh, because you get livestock. Pardon me while I poo-poo her adultery or their adultery.
Oh, I don't care. It's just weird in the game. It's treated very weirdly. Like it's supposed to be a secret and it's like,
yeah, Yeah.
Can we be more woke than this? Like, they can be doing things. It's fine. I'm a married mayor. Who cares?
He's married, but clearly, what does his wife know? Or
oh, I don't think he's married. They're just doing the thing.
They're just consenting adults who
but
do
the game
it.
Treats it very strangely.
Oh, there
it's
is
all a secret.
Oh, that is weird. That does feel like maybe that was an app requirement. Like it's a like it's an old timey Hays code. Where,
thou shalt have separate twin beds for married people.
Exactly. Oh, my Animal Crossing, I can't find a double bed, but I've been to other people's islands. They have double beds.
Anyway, they exist. I have one. Yeah.
But you have one?
I
went to my friend Aldrin's island yesterday. His bedroom is actually a wrestling ring. So his bed is the wrestling ring. And so three or four people could fit in it. So,
that's a good time.
That's in Animal Crossing, it was a hilarious time. And so you log on mm-hmm. and you have an established farm. What do you have to do? Do you have to go to the bank? Do you have to make sure that the water's turned on? What are you doing?
No. So like you start and you get the seeds and you kind of have to figure out. But then the other thing you have to do really early on is clear out your farm because it's kind of been left a little feral for a while. So there's like rocks and like weeds and stuff that you have
stumps
to clear out.
And you got to. Mm-hmm. So you got to make it into tillable land.
Yes. And there is a little spot of it typically that you can very quickly clear out and kind of get your seeds planted, because the early game, the farming is really the only way to make money.
Yeah.
And so you have to grow the stuff to then be able to then sell it. And then there's kind of two ways to sell it. So there is a store in the town where you can go and buy additional seeds and other things.
And
that
sell
you might
your stuff too? Or
want. And you can sell your stuff there, but then you also, your farm comes with a little farm box. This is one of the things we were talking about today, wishing this were real. That you just put your stuff in your farm box at the end of the day and the mayor comes in the middle of the night, takes it away and leaves you money.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's so, and you wish that was real. Why?
Just so that I could put anything from my fridge out in a box and someone pay me for it. I'm good with that.
I'm never going to eat this canned whatever.
No.
Please take it.
Or I have this extra wood because you can put all kinds of crap in there and they give you money for it. Like almost everything you can kind of collect in the game is worth something.
Okay.
So you can like there's foraging. So you wander around and at different seasons, there's different things that are just sort of randomly spawned around the town.
Is it seasonal?
Mm-hmm. It's seasonal. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Or like Animal Crossing. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it when there's. Mm-hmm. And did you. Is it all four seasons or is it in a, are you on an island or are you literally like in Iowa?
I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't feel like an island. There are islands you can go to now. That was one of the newest updates is there's an island you can sail to.
Okay.
But it does kind of feel like maybe just kind of the middle of, you know, somewhere vaguely with a mountain kind of in the background and there's a beach also. So there's like different terrain.
Right.
Kind of all within.
So maybe North Carolina.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
maybe somewhere in Georgia or the
somewhere
upper
that it snows.
Okay.
It snow in the winter.
Okay. And so now when you log on for the day, like if you like literally when I wake up. And this is too much information for anyone. Andy Ashcraft will hand me my phone and my Switch. And he's like, do your Marvel Puzzle Quest chores and do your Animal Crossing chores. Yeah. And he doesn't say that, but that's what it means. And we've discussed how it is chores, right?
It is chores.
With Marvel Puzzle Quest, I have to fight the three daily Deadpool fights. Actually, there's five or six. Anyway, but you have to fight them to make sure that your daily Deadpool builds up his thing and does his thing, right? Animal Crossing, it logs on. I come out. I find out if I've made any money in the night. I check my mail. And then I have to go water everything. Yes. And I got to run to like the town hall thing and go to the ATM so that I get my Nook miles. So I get my frequent flyer miles. And then I have to sort of comb the beaches for shells and bullshit, and then take it to that store for some more money. And then once I've done, essentially, it's a good half hour of chores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I could, if I want, think about doing some terraforming. Anyway, so what are the things that you do in Stardew Valley?
So for me, I think a typical day, if I'm not like working on a project or whatever, would be to kind of get up and check on all the crops, right? So what I'm growing.
You go to each crop. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the early game, yeah, you're like each crop with your little watering can, watering every individual crop. And then maybe like in the process of clearing out your farm, you're cutting down a couple of trees, but you can't do too many because you'll run out of energy. Like the game, you know, you like it's not game over. It just you fall asleep and it kind of ends up being this weird medical thing. You end up either waking up in the hospital because you've passed out and someone found you. It's dark. That's awesome. It's real dark. Yeah. So and it happens in the mining, too. So eventually, early game, the mines kind of unlock for you. You have now access to them.
Okay.
And so you're going to mine ore that then can be turned into blocks of whatever to be able to upgrade things like your tools. So you start okay. with basically like crappy tools that don't do anything. And eventually through like upgrading them, they get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're in the mines.
You're in the, but like if you go to the mines and you have a pickaxe.
Yeah.
And then you have to get some rock together or some mm-hmm. ore or whatever the hell you're getting. Yeah. And then do you take that back to your place and sell it and buy a better tool or do you build that better tool?
So there is a town blacksmith. His name is Clint. Clint the blacksmith. Yeah. So no, technically what you do is, so one, it's also like a crafting game, kind of like Animal Crossing, where like you get little recipes to craft things. And so you ultimately end up having to craft like a, what would that be, like a smelting thing or whatever. So you take the ore and turn it into a block of like the first layer of the mines is copper.
Okay.
It's like your first step. So you would collect ore and then you would turn it into copper bars. And then I think once you have five of them and enough money to do this, you head on over to the blacksmith's house where he does his blacksmithing.
Sure.
And you say, hello, Clint, I have money and I have like these blocks of copper. Can you please upgrade my, you know, weapon or whatever? And
what do we know about Clint? I want to know more about, you know, in the American Girl dolls?
Yes.
There's always a story with every character. Yes. How great would it be? Is there a story with Clint?
There are stories. Clint, I'm sort of blanking on. He's like, he's like kind of sweet on one of the other girls in the town. And I can't remember which one it is. And people are going to be yelling at their car as they're driving about it. But Clint is one of my personal favorite NPCs.
Sure, sure.
He's kind of adorable. Mm-hmm. He's a little bothersome. Sometimes he asks you to go find him like 50 copper ores for no reason. And that's irritating, but
wow.
Yeah, but he's a little sweet on one of the little single girls in the town. And
okay. All right. So yeah, cause
they all mingle at a bar, by the way.
Oh, there's a bar.
There's a saloon. Yeah.
And it's called the saloon.
Yeah, it's called the saloon. It's kind of like the Stardew saloon. Or something.
And so when you go into town, like your farm is outside of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you get to town? Are you just hike over?
Walk.
Okay.
Yeah, you walk. Eventually, I will say this for anybody listening to this game who wants to get into it, prioritize getting the horse because you can you can buy a horse or you can, you actually buy the little horse like stable and it comes with the horse.
Okay. Right. Well, they're not going to sell you a horse unless you got a place to put a horse.
No, you got to have a stable.
Got to do it. So when you go to town, you mm-hmm. can go to the place where you can sell.
You go to the little store. Yeah. You go to the it's also attached to like somebody's house. So there's like a church in it too.
Oh, wow.
So you like wander back into it.
Can you go in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Is there a curator or a curate or a vicar or a priest or a pastor?
Not that I've been able to figure out. No.
Okay. And it's definitely a Christian church.
I mean, maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but like it definitely feels.
No worries.
It feels
churchy.
It feels churchy, but it feels like hospital churchy, like
Lutherans.
Chapel churchy.
Lutherans. Yeah. Oh, hospital like, churchy. I know what you mean.
It's a nice place to be. Yeah.
Now I'm having people going, "What the hell is your problem with Lutherans?" Anyway, so I don't have a problem with Lutherans. I grew up with them, and all the Lutheran churches in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, were built in the '60s, and so they all had that same sort of hospital church look to them. They all looked like it was you were going to go in and party like you were at an airport.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's airport hospital.
Right. The Catholic churches all look like it's a bar that's been there. It's got the good dank.
Yes. So anyway, different dork forest where Jackie opines about different places of worship.
Different places of worship. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there's a store, there's a hospital, which is where you end up if you pass out in the mines.
Yeah. Who works at the hospital?
That is Harvey, I do believe. I believe Harvey is the doctor. I'm double checking. Yes.
And he just
Harvey
comes in and tells you that you have passed out because you've overworked yourself.
Yes. And typically there's like a little story, like one of the random villagers has found you. And you also lose stuff when that happens. So if you've had a real
body, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. If you've had a real good day of mining, you can get real mad.
Because oh my God.
You end up like, you're like, I had a diamond, God damn it. Like, where did it go? Yeah. You lose money, you lose stuff out of your, like, you can lose weapons. It
sounds like that there's a bit of a fee for the villagers to find you.
Yes. The payment for carrying your body off back to the hospital,
they steal your shit. Yeah. So this does sound much darker than Animal Crossing.
It has its moments. I mean, it's delightful, but there are some moments where, like, the passing out part,
right.
You know, waking up in the hospital part, the combat part, there's, later on when you have access to the desert, there's another mine where, like, the monsters are a little bit more hardcore, kind of.
Oh, God. So what are the monsters like in the mine?
As you go deeper, they change. So in the kind of top parts of the mine, there were kind of just, like, flying bugs, and they, like, buzz.
You have to sort of whack at them with and do you have a sword?
You do have a sword.
Why do you have a sword? Are we in medieval times supposedly?
No.
Is this vaguely fantasy?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. You just have a sword. Sometimes, like, it's mostly swords, and then there is one weapon that's like, it almost looks like a giant hammer or like Harlequins, like there's various things that you can get.
But they're all melee weapons. There are no ranged.
No ranged.
Okay.
No, they're all melee. Yeah.
Okay.
You're up close. Yeah. And then as you kind of work your way down, there's kind of these strange shadow creatures that are kind of dark, and it's really dark in the mines. And at some point you either have to start carrying a candle around kind of, or eventually you can get a ring that makes a halo of light around you, which makes it a little less dangerous.
Oh,
if you can't see something, it's going to, like, you know.
Do you see the ring that I have in my glasses?
I do.
I have a lighting ring. Yeah.
Yes. So you get that in Stardew.
Right. In Stardew. Yes. Yeah. In Stardew Valley. By the way, I am talking with Katie McMillan, who said, hey, I could talk about that. And I said, please do. So it is yet another path to coming on the Dork Forest. So I thank you so much for coming on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Now you have a house or a hut. Now, how do you upgrade your house?
So the upgrades to your house goes, and I think, well, at least, you know, I haven't played in like, oh, I haven't like started over that degree in a while since upgrades, but I think like in three different phases, you kind of upgrade your house. So the first time it just kind of gets a little bit bigger. And then it starts adding rooms. And then eventually you end up with a house that has like a cellar.
Oh, there you go. Basement.
Basement that where you can like, you can make casks that then you can like improve the quality of some of the things that you make. Cause eventually then you can make other things out of your farmed goods.
Oh, so wow. You could go into production. Okay.
Oh,
so
yes. So late game, like where I'm in year 9, I think, in my like first ever like main game, my entire farm is nothing but a bunch of machines just producing crap. Like,
well, you're corporate farming.
Oh, I am corporate farming. I have machines that spit out diamonds every couple of days. I have like barrels that spit out wine every couple of days, and they're just rows and rows and rows and rows of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you can go
full.
Yeah.
What? And then are there specific things? So you have in year 9, you have money. You have sort of the materials to make new things.
Yes.
What are you, are there things that you can make that like other people who play Stardew Valley are like, you have that? Like, do you have a balloon, a hot air balloon?
No, that'd be rad, though. Right. No, it's not quite, it's a little bit more, I feel like, straightforward maybe than Animal Crossing, where it feels like everything you learn to make is like random and frustrating, where you're like, wait, but I'm seeing that. I really want that dresser. You know, like that frustrates me. Stardew is a little bit more linear, I guess, in that, where like at certain points you just unlock, like everyone's going to unlock the same recipes and the same ability to make the same stuff.
And so it's sort of on a timeline rather than on a how much you play. Well, not that it isn't like how much you play, but okay. Well, that sounds interesting too, because I know, okay, for example, I have a friend who has been playing since quarantine, possibly before, don't know, Animal Crossing, and her name is Mary. Hi, Mary. And she has so much. We went to her island, and her island just had bags of 400,000 bells. Right. She's like, pick up a bag of bells if you need bells.
That's like, what?
What do you need? And she has essentially, as far as I could tell, won the game. I don't know, like, I don't know how, what else to build, or so. Right. She sent me a robot. A giant robot, which is I've put on my mountain, and she also sent me a kit to modify it so I could turn it the color I wished to turn it, and it felt like I was saving up to build that robot, but you need 90 pieces of rusted metal, you need 10 gold nuggets, you need 30 ore. I mean, it was like the rusted metal seemed to be the hardest part of it. I already I had like 6. Rusted pieces, and I needed 90. Well, she like, also
never,
sent.
This is never happening.
She also sent Andy a robot.
What?
She has several robots, is what I'm
just
saying.
Laying around.
Right. So I think, like, because I feel like I'm invested in the games that I play. I play the games 2 or 3 hours a day. That's 6 hours, because I have 2 games that I'm playing. How many hours a day are you playing Stardew, if I might ask?
Well, right now, I miss the days when my computer was nothing but a Stardew Valley or Sims machine.
Okay.
Now it is my classroom.
Oh, right, because now you're going to class, and it is finals week, you said. What are you studying?
It is finals week. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And I teach high school English.
And so you're studying essentially pubescent children as they try to figure out how to diagram a sentence.
Yes. Or how to just follow a basic instruction.
I'm going to digress. Are we still teaching anyone how to diagram a sentence?
We are not. No. Well, I am not. And I don't think too many teachers at my school are.
Right. I think I learned how to diagram a sentence in 7th grade. And I remember thinking, this seems important, because but I don't like it.
The math of English.
It's the math of English, and that is exactly what I thought it was. And I was like, I don't think I care enough. But I think I'm wrong, because I'm content to this very day. I use commas as breath marks.
Oh yeah.
So
well, that's a thing.
It is not, it is essentially, if I read something out loud, if I pause in the reading, I'm like man, look, I wonder if that could use a comma. Or semicolon.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. Although I did ask my students today, because we start a new term next week, and it's a little bit more flexible for my AP class. And I asked them if they wanted grammar, because I don't do a ton of deliberate grammar. And 75% of them said, yes, please teach us grammar. And I went,
wow.
That's an interesting call, but okay. I can make that happen for you.
Classic AP nerds.
Yeah, AP nerds are like, please teach us the grammar. I'm like, okay.
We want to know the minutia. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. Well, good for them. Yeah. Because I do think that I do remember separating out the subject and learning the word determiner. Right. So
they don't know that.
Yeah, and so now's the time. Now's the time to let it, before they all weed off. And okay, so back to Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Do you have a horse?
I do have a horse. I did, in my first game, I did not prioritize the horse, because I just was like, whatever. But once I got it, and you realize how much more quickly you can get to places with it, because the map is really pretty big. And so getting back and forth to places, and like also not only can you fall asleep and kind of end the day if you are working too hard, if it gets to be 1 a.m. Oh, if you're also not in the game, yeah, yep. It's all, you also have to be back in your bed by that point. You have a curfew. Oh.
Well, yeah. Good for them.
Curfew. Which my friends were very upset. There was a whole conversation the other night about, like, what is the deal? Like, why do you care? If I just want to keep drinking coffee and keep mining, why does this game make me, like, go to bed? So
something tells me that Eric, who invented the game, is like, he might know of what you speak. Put the game down.
Put the game down.
Put the. And so I'll how play. Long did, can you, once it's 1 a.m., if you turn the game off and then turn the game back on, is it then just 1:05?
No. So in the game, when it reaches 1 a.m. in the game and you right. like it sends you to bed, mm-hmm. it will. So this is one of the other quirks of Stardew where you can't just save your game like in the middle of it. And like with Animal Crossing, if you're kind of done with your chores and it's still like midday, you can kind of be like, well, I'm done. Right. Like, and you can kind of go save your game and be done for the day.
Yeah.
With Stardew, the only way to save your progress is to go to bed.
Ah.
So you either make it to the nighttime and then you go to bed. Or if you're trying to like maybe move a couple days forward, you kind of wake up, do a chore, and then go to bed at like 10 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
the only way to save your progress. Okay. But if the game forces you to bed, so you don't make it home in time from the mine or whatever, and then you wake up.
You just crash, right.
You crash. You will wake up the next morning, and it will be the next day. You'll be missing things. And you also, your energy won't be all the way full either.
Oh, bit of a hangover.
Bit of a hangover.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. A bit of a problem.
Yeah, bit of a problem. So yeah. So is it real time though? Or
no, it moves pretty quick. I'm sure there's probably math on like how fast the minutes are ticking away.
Yeah.
It does take a surprising amount of time to play through a single day. It's probably a good 10 minutes worth, maybe 10 or 15 minutes worth to play through a whole full day. So in about an hour of playing, if I let it go from like morning to nighttime, we're talking a good, like I can get through 4 or 5 days, maybe in an hour.
Oh, okay. So you turn the game on. It might be morning. It might be midday. Or is it always morning?
You wake up at like 6 a.m.
Okay. So you wake up because that's how it saved it. You went to bed. You wake up at 6 a.m. You start your day. You go. You make sure everything's watered. You make sure everything's fed. Do you have to feed the chickens?
You do. That's one of the other things that I learned to prioritize is you can make a silo and fill it with hay. And then as you upgrade, because, you know, everything in this game is upgrades. So when you first initially buy your little barns where your little animals live, you have to manually lay the hay out, but then eventually you can upgrade to one that does it for you.
Okay. Okay. So you just have to fill the silo every however long.
Yeah.
Talk to me briefly about in-game purchasing. Is there in-game purchasing? Like is real money being spent, like Sims money?
No.
No. You just buy the game.
I mean, you just buy the game and then all the money inside the game is just inside the game, but there's no, it's not like paying. It sort of is like Animal Crossing where like there are things you can buy, but like I'm not spending my own money on anything ever.
Right like because Marvel Puzzle Quest, for example, or Candy Crush or other games like that have in-game purchasing,
right,
which is real money where
if you're a parent, you got to be real careful because your kid's gonna
Because why wouldn't they want it? And Marvel Puzzle Quest actually, and I've been playing it, I believe, for over 1,000 days now. And it was the first game that I've ever spent money in game to play because they create characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest that are so deep into the long boxes that are so obscure, and you're like, who is that? I've never heard of that character. And then luckily, my fella is, he's like, well, the first showed up in 1986, I think.
And, deep with the knowledge.
Yeah, so ridiculous. So so you have a horse, you have chickens, you have cows. Mm-hmm.
Cows,
so
do you, pigs.
Cows, pigs.
Okay. You can also raise dinosaurs.
Okay, now the realism has been
now
taken
now
away.
Now the realism is gone. There's dinosaurs.
There's dinosaurs. Jurassic there's Park? Dinosaurs.
No, they're
they
tiny.
They were a tech? Okay.
No, they're like little teeny tiny. It kind of starts with like an egg. Like you end up, at some point you can like end up with a dinosaur egg that you find, or like a witch will bring it to you. Yes, there's witches. There's also a wizard.
And yet you say, not a medieval theme, even though there's swords, witches, and wizards.
There's like buses and trains. I don't know. It's a very strange.
Oh, can you buy a car?
You cannot. You cannot buy a car.
Okay. But there are buses?
There's a bus. Right. Yeah, there's a bus you can ride.
A motorized bus, not a, okay.
No, and not a horse-drawn, no.
It's horse-drawn, yeah. Okay. And so when you, like, how deep in the mines have you dug? Or have you met Balrog?
I've bottomed, yeah, I've gone all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
Because you have to keep going to get the different ore, because it's copper and then silver and then gold. So you have to keep going down farther. All the way down to the bottom to get the gold.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then once you get the gold, what do you do with the gold?
Then
you make it into gold bars.
You make it into gold bars. And then there's a lot of upgrading that you do with that. Upgrading your tools, sometimes houses. Like there's stuff that you can like turn it into. So it also becomes an ingredient to other things you can build.
Right. What are your favorite items that you have? What are you most proud of that you have in the game that's going on right now?
Well, I'm pretty proud of the inside of my house because at some point I feel like life changes when you're able to buy one of the things that you can buy. So there's a carpenter lady in the game where you can go and ask her like, hey, can I like buy this bench from you or can I buy this chair from you? But one of the things that you can get when you have plenty of money, because it's a pretty expensive thing, is like basically the catalog of everything that you can buy in the game.
Oh, wow. So you buy the catalog.
You got the catalog and then you put it in your house and then you just get whatever you want.
Wait, you can just get whatever you want or you have to also buy it from the catalog?
No, once you buy the catalog, it's all just free. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like the Sears catalog used to cost money when I was a kid. And then when you'd order things, of course, it would cost money.
More money,
but,
yeah.
Right. But in this case, with Stardew Valley, once you have purchased the catalog, you have purchased the catalog.
You have purchased the catalog.
What is in the catalog?
Infinite redecoration possibilities. So
yeah.
Yeah. There's two. So there's actually two catalogs. There's like the stuff catalog for chairs and beds and lamps and pictures and rugs and
living spaces. Yes. Plants.
Yes. And then there's the catalog of just floors and walls. So like wallpapers and flooring.
Okay. So more of a, okay.
So you can customize your house. So in my house, I have a greenhouse because there's like a lot of plants you can buy. So one of my little rooms is like full of plants.
Neat.
You end up with because you can get married in the game and you can also have children in the game, but they stay like toddlers forever. They start as babies and then they're just like little toddlers running around your house. It's a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there's other things you can do where you can like get rid of them, but we're not going to do that. But I haven't experimented with that
yet. Oh my God.
I
can't even in Animal Crossing whenever for the 13th time somebody's washed up on the thing and I'm supposed to help him find his communicator, you can say no. I'm like, I can't even do that. Yeah. I was like, I don't want, I was actually on task trying to catch bugs anyway. So, I don't want to get rid of your kids. Yeah. That's weird.
It's weird. And you can like get divorced, but it's a whole thing. And I'm just like, whatever.
That's so crazy.
It involves like some sort of going to a town hall and paperwork or whatever.
That's true in real life. Again,
it's true.
Things that resemble real life.
The other thing that's funny that resembles real life in this game, which is like, it's so subtle in the game that you kind of forget about it, but there's also this anti-capitalism thread going through the game.
Oh,
because there's this conglomerate store. I sort of feel like it's like a side eye to Walmart, but I could be wrong. It's called Jojo Mart. And it's...
Yeah, I don't think that they're hiding anything.
No,
yeah.
So it's... And so, like, you can buy a membership to it or whatever, and you're supposed to be able to buy things from it instead of going to the other store. But, like, you have a choice. Same thing, you have a choice at some point. Like, do you buy their membership to their, you know, exploitative grocery store? Do you, you know, stick with the slightly more expensive store? And my friends and I all are like, I just can't ever say yes to this. Like, even though I'm curious where the storyline would go.
Right. As I order things from Amazon, in this game, I'm not doing it.
In this game, I'm not doing it.
Exactly. It's so interesting because in Animal Crossing, there's this company store kind of vibe to it, right, where they're like, You wanna add a room? Yeah, well, it's gonna be 758,000 bells. I don't know where you're gonna find them bells. Maybe you might want to go pick some fruit. And so
for days and days
of fruit picking. Yes. So that's fascinating. So how many rooms is your house?
It is, so once you get married, because your spouse brings a room with them, which is a whole other thing. So your every little marriageable character has like a room that they'll bring. So like one of them, like in my main game, I'm married to Elliot, who's a writer. So he brings a library. So it's like this room full of books with a library.
Neat.
Yeah. There's Maru, who's like a scientist. She brings a room that's full of robots and telescopes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shane, yeah. If I don't mention Shane, people are going to yell at me. Shane brings his chickens. Because Shane loves a chicken.
I love a chicken. The people are the most interesting part for me. I seriously need American Girl like stories for each of these characters.
They all have them. Shane is an alcoholic who there's a whole story arc about you as the person trying to help him through that. And then he finds chickens to kind of help him like have something to pour his, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, so Shane, and then what about the scientist lady? What's her story?
Scientist lady, her story. So Maru is there. Her parents are like each other's second marriage or whatever, because she has a stepbrother. and so her
this
mom,
is awesome.
I know her mom is the town carpenter.
Okay.
And then her dad is also a scientist. Her dad's name is Demetrius, and then I'm completely blanking on her mom's name.
Okay. But she's the carpenter.
She's the carpenter. Her name's Robin. I just
okay.
And so Maru is sort of comes by her little scientist quirkies, honestly, but she builds this little robot. And then I think at some point there's a little like rocket she sends into space. As your friendship with these people evolve, you end up with like cutscenes where they have like either brought you on an adventure or they've brought you into some part of a story. Like with Shane, it gets really dark at some point. Like you find him on the edge of a cliff. Like,
oh no,
it's real dark.
Well, that is dark. And you got to talk him down.
Mm-hmm. You got to help him.
That holy smokes. And how long?
When I got to that part, I was like, what is happening? Not Shane. Oh,
not
no.
Shane. He's got his chickens. I thought he was doing so well.
Right.
And you got to check on people. You got to check on people.
Yeah, you got to check on people. There's Linus. He's the kind of the town homeless guy. He lives in a little tent up by the mine.
Okay. All right.
But there is a storyline with Linus about him digging through trash cans. And like the townspeople don't like it. They're like, why is this guy digging through trash cans? And so at some point you kind of have to stand up for him and be like,
oh, okay.
Dude's hungry. Like, let him dig through your trash can. Who cares?
Right, right. Maybe he's getting recycling. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
And then, wow. Is there a library? Is there a public
library?
There
is. There's a library. And that's one of the things you complete. So the guy that runs the library at some point tells you, hey, like, I'd like to create like a world famous collection of things. And so you are set about basically trying to find an example of, it's like most of the like gemstones and stuff that you can find. So like in the mines, you end up with geodes and you crack them open and it might have like a pearl in it, or it might have an amethyst in it or whatever. And then there's all these other things that you can find kind of along the way that he'll collect in the library. So you go to the library, you take him the stuff you found, it gets set out on like a collection. So it becomes kind of a museum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I like that there's a librarian and a library.
Yeah.
Is there a coffee shop? A cafe?
No, There's no the saloon, but there's not right? a cafe.
Okay, so there's a hospital, and then there's a store, mm-hmm.
And there's like the carpentry. So like that's the most of the other
the carpentry.
There's a blacksmith, the carpentry. There's Pam, who is the town drunk.
Pam, the town drunk.
Pam is the town drunk, but she also drives the bus.
Oh, so it's actually typecasting.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Who's saying that? Who's the jackass now? So, where do we meet Pam? Do we meet Pam in the saloon?
You can meet Pam in the saloon sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. She's there pretty much every night. It's funny because they kind of have the townspeople also have schedules that they follow.
Okay.
And so various points in time, they'll be in particular places like week to week. Which can sometimes be kind of annoying because if you're in the middle of a project or if you're trying, like you need to go, you know, buy a certain thing or I need to go talk to so-and-so or I need to buy a thing that they might not be there the day that you need them to be there because there's an aerobics class on Tuesday that they're all in or Marnie is off, like having a little like date with the mayor. Like it's, you, right. you need them and you're like, where are they? Oh, right. It's Tuesday. Dang it. It's the aerobics class. Damn it.
Can you witness the aerobics class?
You can witness the aerobics class and it's in the hospital chapel thing.
Oh my God, that is outstanding.
You can go and watch them in their little sweatbands do their little aerobics.
I swear to God, it's the minutiae of some of these games is where the joy is.
It is. It is very joyful. It is true.
What about the clothing? Talk to me about, can you dress your character differently?
You can dress your character differently. There's hats. There's a little mouse that lives in a little cottage who sells hats.
Okay.
And you can also like accumulate hats in random places. So you can wear a hat. So can your horse.
Okay.
You can put a hat on your horse. But yeah, and you can change. There's some of the clothes that you can get also provide, you know, like in other games, provide protection. So there's shoes and stuff that you can put on that help you run faster
Oh, okay. And because you do have that thing that's counting down, your energy is definitely counting down.
Yeah. And when you're in the mines, some of them offer protection from the, you know, the things that are attacking you.
Right. Literally, we have 10 minutes left. This is insane.
I know.
What has come up in the thread that is inspired that, like, if any of those people were listening, they'd be like, I mean, I can't imagine.
I snuck it in with Shane because we had a whole conversation about Shane and his chicken. Because it's the best.
Right.
It's just...
Like, what are the other darker stories? Like, what... I like the fact that these people... Are there children that you follow? Mm-hmm.
There's children. There's a couple of, like NPC children.
Yeah.
Pam's daughter... Like, so Pam has a daughter. So the daughter is kind of like the teacher lady, whatever. So she kind of, at certain parts of the day, she's with the children at the library teaching them their lessons. So one of the other dark ones is that in the first year, there's a character missing who appears kind of in the beginning of year two.
Okay.
And he is a war vet who has come back from his tour of duty. And
what?
He is struggling. Yeah. And so your job kind of at that moment is to, again, befriend him. And he's new. So you have to kind of start from scratch. But there's like a PTSD storyline, I think. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is. And how long has this game been out? 9 years,
you know,
at least, right?
It's been a while. I've played for a while. I was laughing because one of my students asked the other day, because I said something about the game, how many hours I had, because they were almost to 100. The student told me she had about 96 hours or something. And I wasn't sure. I said, I think I have like 100 or 200 hours into this game, but let me go check. And so I open, because I play primarily on my laptop through Steam.
Okay.
And I get it open and it's like 649 hours. And I was like, oh, okay. Well,
let's not bring it up again.
Well, and, that's a lot of hours, but okay. Most of it's in the summertime, but whatever.
What's amazing is that there's a 15-year-old who has 100 hours.
Oh, yes.
It just means that, and I remember this. I mean, I used to, there were so many hours in so many games as a child. So, you know, it turns out if you don't have a job.
you can do a lot of things, which in the summertime, I can just sit on my couch and play.
Exactly.
It's been a while. I know that I discovered it in an ASMR video, which is really embarrassing, but I'm not going to pretend like that's not a fact.
Right. And I did an ASMR episode, I believe, which with Emily Heller, who weirdly enough wants to come back on and talk about just regular gardening. Also saving water. She has rain barrels that she's very proud of. And I don't have all the information about how to do all those things, but we have the cauliflower's finally coming in. Planted it a good 2.5 months ago. Take your time. Nice. Cauliflower is almost free at the grocery store. It is good to use the land.
Cauliflower is one of the good crops in Stardew, like, because they all have different like values, like how long they take to grow and how much they're worth once they're done.
Right.
Cauliflower is one of the good ones.
Oh, well, good to know. I have this to say, Kate McMillan, is I had to look down. I was like, I know it's a Mick. And so Katie McMillan is a teacher of English, AP English from the sound of it. Yeah. And now we've gotten to meet. And when I come to San Diego, we should have coffee because that would be super fun. And you play it on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just buy it through Steam? Because
I just bought it through Steam, yeah. Okay. I also bought it on my Switch too, though. So I do play on my Switch as well. But
are they connected or are they different games?
They're not connected. They're different games. I think your Steam stuff would maybe transfer between computers, but the Switch and the Steam Switch. Didn't. No.
Not compatible.
Which is fine. That's whatever.
Yeah, because then you can start. Yeah. And we both got the Switches in the last couple of months, and we play on Steam. I mostly play Lords of Waterdeep, D&D, Lords of Waterdeep, and some Ticket to Ride, some Clank, Tabletop Simulator.
Ticket to Ride's a good one. I prefer playing that digitally, actually, to playing the board game.
That's because there's so many parts
it's
and pieces.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh, and you're like, worst. please do set it up for me.
Yeah, right? And here's my trains. Put them in the, track.
Yeah, put them on the track. Lay the track out. Yeah, do that for me. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But this has been so fun. Thank you so much for doing
Thank
the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's Katie McMillan, you guys. Support your local educators. And I will say this. Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?